A moment now for model train enthusiasts. Clubs across the country are pushing the hobby full throttle into the future. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Aaron Scott reports from the Pacific Northwest's biggest group.
There's a building in North Portland that stands out because it looks like a train depot, but there are no train tracks to be seen. At least, not unless you get invited inside. Since 1947, the Columbia Gorge Model Railroad Club has built an enormous replica of Portland and the Columbia River Gorge. Thousands of feet of tiny tracks circle through mountains and valleys, cross over bridges, and pass meticulous recreations of some of the region's iconic places. Isaac Harpool Jr. is the club's chairman.
There's no way in the world I could build something like this at my house. Couldn't afford it. So you join up with everybody else, and we come down here and just have a blast.
Go to it. Have fun.
The club has around 150 members who meet weekly. Some just want to run trains. Others are more interested in creating the intricate scenery. Members make most of the towns and landscape themselves, working off photos or even architectural plans in the case of well-known buildings like Portland's historic passenger train station.
There we go.
For Cynthia Leonard, no detail is too small.
This is a new animation that we put in this year.
She shows off a circle of plastic chickens the size of rice grains, all bobbing up and down.
It's a little magnet that goes around and makes them peck. There's something about recreating the world in a very small sort of way. It makes it very manageable.
Do you ever have fantasies of King Kong or Godzilla?
Yeah, everybody, that's the one thing that we're always talking about is like walking across like King Kong and, Godzilla actually, and doing the whole Tokyo bit.
Like Godzilla, trains are captivating in part because of their size and power. The goal of the club feels like a paradox then, to replicate that same sense of awe on the smallest of scales. They do it through an intricate web of technology and imagination. New electronic upgrades mean multiple trains can be tracked and operated via digital monitors, and they pass through small scenes with little, often whimsical surprises. A drive-in theater that screens real movies, a Boy Scout troop that stumbles across a dinosaur, and Bigfoot lurking by Multnomah Falls. Members are even using Google Earth and 3D printing to make more realistic replicas. Leonard says this perpetual innovation draws in new members.
The stereotype is old, retired white guys, and there's quite a bit of truth to that, but the hobby is expanding.
There we go.
13-year-old Damarian Brown is reconnecting a web of wires under the model when Harpool Jr., his grandfather, comes to check on his progress.
I have to go over to the power room where we turn on the layout, flip a switch that turns on all the building lights, and then in Hood River, all these lights should light up.
We'll check it out.
They head back up to the Hood River portion of the model.
Okay. Which ones did you do?
I did basically this whole street right here, all the houses. The church is lit up right now.
Oh, yeah.
The drugstore is lit up.
That looks good. Good job. Thank you.
Harpool Jr.'s father originally brought him to the club as a kid. Now he's done the same with his grandson, who is one of several teens.
That way we constantly have younger members coming up through the system, learning how to do things, so that comes their time, they get to take over as we move on off into the sunset. Back to the caboose and down the track, you know?
For Here and Now, I'm Aaron Scott.